Friends, this Advent is different from every other Advent that we have ever lived. It is different because we are different. In the past year, we have changed. We have another year of life under our belts. Maybe it was a year full of successes, joys, and advances. Maybe it was a year of suffering and hardship. Whatever happened during the past year, it has affected us. We have more experience, more knowledge, and we hope a little more wisdom and a deeper love for God and neighbor. Hold in your hearts that God's providence has been preparing us over this past year so that we could now learn things about God and his plan of salvation that he could not show us before because we were not ready. As a result, when we turn our attention to Advent, to the three comings of Jesus, his first 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, his last sometime in the future, and his ongoing one through his grace and the sacraments, we will see something new, something different. All three of these comings of Jesus have the same purpose: to reestablish and deepen our friendship with God. Jesus is looking forward to making that happen, to deepening our friendship with him in these coming weeks of Advent. So how can we prepare our hearts to welcome Jesus in our lives today? Advent's readings are all about time, the past, present, and future. They remind us that how we live our lives depends on what we think about all three and how this affects our relationship with Jesus. The readings today help us have a better understanding of this, since the theme is about being awake, being attentive, being prepared, and getting ready for the coming of Jesus. In the first reading, we hear that swords will be beaten into plowshares, conflict between nations will be over, and people will walk in the light of the Lord. What do you think when you hear that? Do you think that it is a beautiful thought? A dream of a future that will never happen without divine intervention? Do you put it in a, that would be nice if it ever happens category, like winning the lottery? Well, that is not what Isaiah thought. He believed that transformation happened right then and there in his time, not sometime off in the future. This reading reminds us that thinking the future is distant and unpredictable can cause us to miss the awareness of seeing that what we do now truly matters. In the second reading, St. Paul tells us that it is time to awake from our sleep, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Indeed, every day brings us closer to meeting Jesus. Paul also encourages us to throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. This is a reminder of how often in our own lives that God prepares us and waits for us to embrace his transformative grace, to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. As a people on a spiritual journey through the providence and grace of God, we need to read the signs of the time and be in touch with what is really happening around us. And this is what the gospel addresses today. The people of Noah's time are criticized because they were not in touch with what was going on around them. They did not see the upcoming flood, and they continued on with life as usual up until the very day that Noah entered the ark. Jesus warns us in this passage to be ready for the coming of the Son of Man. This means not just an event in the future, but also his continual presence with us, even now, though sometimes we fail to recognize him. Jesus' word draws attention to our own awareness and decisions, our own acceptance or rejection of God. Each one of us can be either prepared or unprepared for this coming of the Son of Man, and that is the most serious decision of our entire lives. This is why Jesus is telling us to stay awake, to be ready, to be attentive, and to be in touch with what is really happening in our lives, so that we will be able to sense what needs to change and what needs to stay the same. Friends, Advent is an invitation the church gives us to refresh our vision of the wonderful things God has done, is doing, and will do. It is a great time for us to take stock of our lives, to look at where we have been this past year, and ask ourselves, where do we want to be going? It is a time to reflect on what is really important in our lives and to prepare ourselves to meet Jesus, to deepen our relationship with him. So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we can let go of? What are those things that we can do so that we can welcome Jesus into the manger of our hearts?
Let us stand.